As John Lee once said, the goodness of the world isn't true, the truth of the world isn't good. In other words, things that look good turn out to be something else entirely. And the truth of the world is that whatever good things we have, they change very quickly. I was struck this time going to Thailand how quickly things are falling apart, especially in the area of the Dhamma. Come back to America, things are falling apart really quickly too. If you want to look for something good and true, as John Lee would say, you look for the Dhamma. Its goodness is true, its truth is goodness. And it's up to us to decide which side we want to align ourselves with. If our goodness depends on the goodness of the world, it's going to fall apart. It means we can't even trust ourselves. So we come to the Dhamma, because the Dhamma doesn't change. All the Buddhas who have gained awakening have all awakened to the same truths. They've taught the same truths. People who follow them have found the same truth as well. So it's our choice. If we align ourselves with the Dhamma, then our goodness will be true and our truth will be good. So you're meditating here right now. Which way is your mind going to go? As the Buddha said, you can either keep focused on the body in and of itself, or you can start wandering around, getting upset about the world, having desires for the world. Which way do you want to go? There's a choice you have to make, but it's a choice we can make. I was exposed to a lot of other people's teachings when I was over in Asia this time. And one of the most destructive is the teaching that we don't have any choice, that whatever causes and conditions have come from the past make us be what we are, do what we're going to do. We can't make any difference in that. But the Buddha never taught that. He said there are influences coming in from the past, but we also have this clarity of mind in the present moment where we can see what's good, what's not, and we can choose which impulses coming from the past, which potentials coming from the past, the ones worth developing, which ones are worth putting aside. Like right now, as you're sitting here, parts of the body are comfortable, parts of the body are not. You can choose to focus on the pains and make yourself miserable, or you can focus on the parts that you can make pleasurable by the breath. That gives you some strength, that gives you some allies for the time when you actually do start focusing on the pain, but in a different way, not just to suffer from it or to complain about it, but to try to understand it. To understand it requires that you come from some strength. So you gain strength from the sense of ease that you can develop with the breath. So focus on that. Make that your prime occupation for right now, your prime preoccupation. And once you're really solidly with what's comfortable inside, then you can start focusing on understanding the pain in such a way that it doesn't have to invade the mind or remain there. The pain is one thing, the mind is something else, the body is something else. When you can learn to separate things out like this, then you can live in the world without suffering along with the world. Wisdom is not seeing that everything is one. Wisdom is seeing that things are separate. So you can separate yourself out from the values of the world, align yourself with the values of the Dhamma. You find that you become a better person, and your goodness is true. And the truth that you find is really good.